Dublin, hash #JOBSTOWNNOTGUILTY defend the right to protest, stop this political vendetta. Neil Cafferkey. We are more akin to a banana republic, and the rotten nature of the Irish state has been exposed. These were the words of TD, MP, and Socialist Party member Ruth Coppinger in the Irish Parliament on the 15th of February as she rose to question Taoiseach, Prime Minister, Enda Kenny. Kenny had every reason for discomfort as his Fine Gael government barely survived a no-confidence vote later that evening. In all likelihood he'll be forced to resign. The government, a minority coalition of Fine Gael and ragbag independents, propped up from the outside by the largest opposition party Fianna Fáil, is on the brink of collapse. This government crisis was detonated by revelations that imply that Irish police had colluded with state institutions and element in the media to smear a police whistleblower Maurice McCabe with trumped-up charges of child sexual abuse. The scandal has convulsed a nation wearily familiar with crimes in high places. Rotten. Into this combustible mix come the most significant political trials the country has seen in a generation. These trials, just like the current scandal rocking the country, expose the rotten nature of the Irish state. 18 adults who participated in a sit-down protest for 2 hours in front of the car of Deputy Prime Minister and Labour TD Joan Burton in Jobstown, an area of southwest Dublin, in November 2014 have been charged. Seven defendants who faced trial on the 24th of April are charged with false imprisonment. If found guilty, this charge carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Later, another 11 protesters will face false imprisonment or related charges. Three elected representatives will be brought to court in the first trial. Paul Murphy is an MP for southwest Dublin. McMurphy and Kieran Mahon are councillors. All three are members of the Anti-Austerity Alliance, AAA, and the Socialist Party, the sister party to the Socialist Party in England and Wales. It seems extraordinary that a run-of-the-mill act of political protest could land the participants in court under the threat of life imprisonment. However, the protest in Jobstown was one episode in a larger movement that inflicted a massive defeat on the political elite and the austerity agenda in Ireland. This was the movement against a tax on water, commonly known as the water charges. Writing about the history of the poll tax in Britain, the socialist has pointed out that Thatcher overreached herself by taking on the whole of the working class. Her previous victories had bred an arrogant overconfidence when it came to assessing the true size of the opposition ranged against her. A similar mistake was made by the Fine Gael/Labour coalition when it introduced water charges in 2014. Previous attempts to introduce water charges in the 1990s had been defeated in a campaign where Socialist Party members played a leading role. Right from the off, there was broad opposition to the charges. However, it was the tactic of mass non-payment that was key in turning the water charges into a permanent crisis for the government from the time the movement erupted in the autumn of 2014 through to the general election of February 2016. Non-payment. Commenting on the non-payment tactic, Michael O'Brien, an anti-water charges activist and Socialist Party member, said, "The position held by the Socialist Party and AAA from the outset, and likewise instinctively understood by many working class people, was that the boycott of the charge was the absolute bedrock for defeating the charges. Even if we achieved on all the other important tactics like the national marches and meter protests, which only involved a minority of people, the more active layer, we needed to gear everything towards convincing additional hundreds of thousands to not pay the charge." The importance of the non-payment campaign was underlined when Paul Murphy won a stunning by-election victory in the parliamentary seat of Dublin Southwest in October 2014. Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin was widely believed to be a shoo-in for victory until AAA activists turned the by-election into a referendum on non-payment. Sinn Féin's lukewarm support for non-payment led voters to back Paul, the candidate who put non-payment at the centre of his campaign. The victory had a profound impact on the calculations of the main bourgeois parties in Southern Ireland, as even commentators in the mainstream media admit. Writing in the Irish Examiner, Jared Howlin commented, "The political pivot on which swings the eventual outcome of talks to facilitate government formation between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, after the inconclusive outcome of the 2016 general election, is that Dublin South West by-election result. Then, a very small party, with a single TD in Joe Higgins, moved the entire political dialogue on water sharply left. The water charges dominated discussion on the doorstep during the 2016 general election. Water charges have become such political kryptonite that they have been shelved for the time being. Although there can be no complacency that the battle is over, this is still a significant victory for working people and the tactic of mass organization to overturn unpopular policies. From the outset, the anti-water charges movement was met with intense hostility from the political and media establishment. The owner of Ireland's largest media group, Dennis O'Brien, is also the owner of the company GMC/Sierra contracted by the government to install water meters. Unsurprisingly, newspapers and radio stations owned by O'Brien fiercely attacked protesters and the AAA particularly. Communities organizing to prevent the installation of water meters, often in the face of brutal treatment by police and private security firms hired by GMC/Sierra, was likened to a complete breakdown in law and order. One Fine Gael MP breathlessly compared the protesters at Jobstown to ISIS. A more sinister response from the state to the anti-water charges movement was seen with a revelation surrounding Operation Mizzen. It emerged that police engaged in surveillance of anti-water charges activists. In essence, working class people taking part in mass civil disobedience are now viewed as criminals. The Jobstown protesters are not the only people to feel the long arm of the state for opposing water charges. Between November 2014 and October 2015, there have been 188 arrests in relation to water protests. The prosecution of the Jobstown protesters has little to do with law and order. In fact, it is the right to protest and engage in civil disobedience that is under attack. One Jobstown protester has already been convicted. The young man, 17 at the time of his trial last year, was tried in a youth court. The case was decided by a judge, not a jury. The prosecution's chief witnesses were Joan Burton and a police inspector. Their evidence amounted to stating that protesters were asked to end a sit-down protest, but refused to do so. Hardly an unusual state of affairs for protesters hoping to make their point by staying in one place. Criminalize protest. The logic of this decision is virtually any form of protest that detains a person for any length of time could be construed as false imprisonment. Impromptu demonstrations that delay traffic, or picket lines that refuse access to deliveries, could now be liable to criminal prosecution. A second strand to the Jobstown trial is an attempt to delegitimize the left. If any of the public representatives were convicted, they would be removed from office, and barred from running in elections for 10 years. The cutting edge of the anti-water charges movement was widely perceived to be the socialist left. In the general election, the AAA, alongside People Before Profit, won 6 MPs. In a country historically dominated by two right-wing parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, many in the establishment are nervous that there could be a repeat of what happened in Southern Europe, where previously fringe parties were catapulted to national prominence under the impact of endless years of austerity. The Jobstown trials are part of an ongoing narrative that tries to frame the socialist left as a sinister fringe which is alien to Ireland's political tradition. The Jobstown trial has been met with a vigorous campaign organized by the AAA and the local community under the banner #JobstownNotGuilty. The campaign has gained international support from such figures as Noam Chomsky, the French presidential candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, and numerous MPs and MEPs from across Europe. In Britain, actor Ricky Tomlinson and RMT Transport Union president Sean Hoyle have given their support to the campaign. The Socialist asks all its readers to do everything they can to raise support for #JobstownNotGuilty in their trade unions, community, and with public representatives. Add your name to a letter of protest against this attack on the right to protest by emailing your name and address to nlcafferkey@yahoo.com. Raise this issue in your union branch. See below for a model motion. like the Jobstown Not Guilty Facebook page, and send messages of protest against the verdict, and demanding that all charges drop to info@justice.ie or letters to Department of Justice and Equality, 51 St. Stephen's Green, Dublin 2, D02HK52.